Time to have our regular chat with the Vice Chancellor of Newcastle University. It's Carolyn McMillan. Good morning, Carolyn. Lots to get through this time around. I guess first we need to start with the big news out of last week with the findings from the sexual harassment information that was floating around. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And Mark, this was a first ever national student survey, and Universities Australia, which represent all the universities across Australia, 39 Australian universities, had commissioned this last year because each university knew that it wasn't getting sufficient information in the individual university reporting. We needed to get a whole of country, a whole of university sector response, and we are so grateful for students across the country for filling in and responding to the survey. And for many of those students, that would have been very tough, actually, as they had to relive some harrowing and distressing events in their lives.
I imagine that would have been for sure. Now, did we find that there was a trend across the country, or were there some areas of the country that fared better than others?
Look, there's no league table in this, as you'd understand, Mark, sure. Because one incident is one incident too many. And what we found is that about half of our students who responded reported experiencing sexual harassment in any location, in any part of their life during 2016. And about 30% reported that harassment had occurred in a location that was specifically associated with the university. We worked through, we had enough information to see the sorts of harassment that had occurred, and that often that was inappropriate comments, sometimes online or social media comments. So there was a whole suite of types of incidents that we were able to understand. Importantly, what we found is that some 8% of students who responded had actually experienced a sexual assault. Now, this was at any location during their lives during the last 2 years. So that's both inside or outside the university. About 1.4% of the respondents said it occurred at a location associated with the university. So big issues there to deal with, and really important to address those in a nuanced way, not only taking up the recommendations, of course, of the Human Rights Commission, which universities across Australia are doing, but also being able to differentiate the sorts of experience that men and women experience differently, undergraduates and postgraduates, first-year students and continuing students. Mm. So we are very grateful because this survey nationally and at each institution gives us the opportunity to really tailor appropriate interventions, education, prevention, and then dealing with and supporting first responders.
Yeah, and lots of information coming out of that survey, and of course that big number being 8, that big 8%, which is very, very shocking. On to something a little bit more nicer now. There was a challenge for those attempting Larapinta Trail. Can you tell us a little bit about this, Caroline?
Oh, goodness me. Well, 28 really fantastic volunteer champions are going to put their time and effort between the 15th and the 19th of August to walking the Larapinta Trail. And this challenge is to raise funds to support our Indigenous students and Indigenous health research at the university. And they're going to trek across the Larapinta Trail, and they're going to be engaged in understanding the culture and the stories of the people across the trail, and having that opportunity to really support this extraordinarily important cause. So we have a target. The champions have already raised over $100,000, which is remarkably important. Each one of those dollars will go to support a student or Indigenous health research, an Indigenous student or Indigenous health research. And there's a website, which is our university website, and then go to the Larapinta Trail. And you can see a whole range of volunteers from across all different parts of alumni, business and community leaders. We have the renowned Paralympian, Dr. William Tan, doing the trail in his wheelchair. We have our very own Chief Operating Officer, Nat McGregor. We have staff members across the university, and Auntie Bronwyn, who of course is our elder in residence at the Arimba campus, a proud Darkanung woman. So we have a terrific group of volunteers, and we hosted an event for them on Thursday night to celebrate them on their way. And we took the before picture of before they have completed that trek.
Oh, it will be a great event. Now, just very, very quickly, of course, the book fair was on over the weekend. Lots of great things to see there. I'm sure there were quite a few people walking out with smiling faces after they picked up a book or two.
Goodness, Mark, the Friends of the University of Newcastle do a fabulous job. That was a remarkable great hall full of books. I only found three, but I'm going to go back because I just didn't have quite enough time to get through the 500,000 books on show.
That's a fair call.
These books are just, fabulous for readers like myself who still enjoy picking up the substantial book. You know, I got this remarkable regional Italian cookery book, which is, you know, everything you'd ever want to know about regional Italian cookery, and all the works of Virginia Woolf, one of my favourite authors, and the great work, and really the Friends are working so hard to have catalogued, to have sorted, to have been there on, there on the day, tirelessly working. And this again raises money to support scholarships for students, to support projects across the university. The work of the Friends of the University are really just outstanding. So for those of you who, there is time this week, they've got many boxes to refill the shelves, and it's going to be difficult for book addicts to stay away. I saw people taking the wheelie bags, people carrying boxes which are available in the hall to fill, and I don't think books are on their way out from the queues that were there on the first day at opening.
No, I can't imagine. They were plenty of bargains there. Thanks, as always, the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Newcastle, Carolyn McMillan, joining us this morning on 2NURFM.